Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We've got Selena and her bestie, Olivia and her ex, and Ye's lavish gift giving, an epic billboard cover, and what's missing? Oh yeah, Camila Cabello. Here are the top five things you need to know in music news. It's Thursday, July 28th, and I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. Let's get started.
He's a 10, but he hates your best friend.
I hate her too sometimes.
Selena Gomez reunites with Francia Raisa and prove they have a 10 out of 10 friendship. Selena posted this video to TikTok with her bestie of 15 years, comparing different types of guys.
He's a 10, but he likes his toes sucked.
Showing they not only share a kidney, but a sense of humor.
He's a 10, but he says you can never have a glass of wine again.
Okay, now you're just challenging my emotions.
We're glad to see it, especially after rumors swirled that they might have had a falling out.
He's a 10, but he hates your best friend.
I hate her too sometimes.
Honestly, fair enough.
I believe in us.
We're all in this together. Finally, Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett reunited on the red carpet for the premiere of High School Musical, The Musical, The Series at the El Cap in Hollywood. And my heart, I mean, come on, look at these photos. Stop it. Although Bassett and Rodrigo never officially confirmed their alleged romance, it was widely speculated that Olivia's Grammy-winning Billboard Hot 100 number one hit Driver's License is about Josh.
I guess you didn't mean what you wrote.
In a May 2021 interview with GQ, Bassett remarked, Rodrigo hasn't spoken to me since Driver's License came out. Well, glad to see that all changed. And as for season 3 of HSM, I am binging it ASAP. What team? Wildcats.
This Yay bought me a new Maybach, yo. I crashed my Maybach 2 days ago.
It changed, no more problems, no more argue, no more asking who really are you.
It's good to be friends with Kanye West. Days after ASAP Bari crashed his car, Ye gifted the rapper with a brand new Mercedes Maybach SUV.
You know me, you know I crashed my Maybach. I crashed my car 2 days ago.
The ASAP Mob co-founder jumped on Instagram to show off his new ride, and it is decked out. I mean, look at that interior. Where it is, Ye heard about the accident and wasted no time replacing Bari's car, surprising him on the spot.
They got me a new car, bro. Yo, I'm about to cry, bro.
Now that is a good friend. You know how crazy car prices are these days. It's time to have your digital mind blown with our new Billboard cover. Through an amazing partnership with Snapchat, when Lollapalooza attendees scan our latest cover in real life using their Snap camera, an augmented reality experience is triggered. And yes, you get to see the iconic Lollapalooza hot dog.
I have a sight of what to do. There's been one day in my shoes now. Tell me.
You are all,
look at that,
as you are, invited to the judges' home.
It's been 10 years since Fifth Harmony was formed on X Factor, and the girls are celebrating. Well, most of them anyway.
But to me, I'm worth it.
Normani celebrated the milestone by tweeting, 10 years forever grateful. Lauren Uregi, who congratulated Normani on her VMA noms the day before, tweeted, the gratitude that I have for each one of these women and the experience of being a part of something so special sticks with me to this day. Allie Brooke posted a TikTok captioned, to the people I met, to the history made, to my life changing, I'm proud of my part and beyond grateful, 727. Dinah Jane retweeted their iconic Jimmy Kimmel performance, you know, the one where they prove they have no idea how tools work. She added, it's the way we were directed to be creative on our own for this specific section, and my ass thought watering it was the bye. Girl, it was. And as for Camila Cabello, well, maybe she just forgot. Just kidding. It may have been a day late, but she made a cute post too. That's it for today. Make sure you head over to billboard.com for all the latest updates. We'll see you again tomorrow. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.